What to say? Well, I'm happy to introduce Deborah Greger, whose work I've been reading for a long time now, about 25 years. In fact, I had a memory driving over here of where I was sitting the first time I read her first book. It was on a porch in Iowa City on Dodge Avenue that Jennifer and I shared. We had some really good, our next door neighbor wrote for that St. Elsewhere show, I think, if anybody remembers that. Anyway, enough of my digressions now. Deborah's published 7 books of poetry, Movable Islands in 1980, and in 1985, The 1,000th and Second Night, 1990, Off Season at the Edge of the World, 1994, Desert Fathers, Uranium Daughters, 1996, God, 2001, and Western Art, 2004. And I believe back there, the last 3 books are available. And they all, well, 2 of them have Deborah's collages as cover art as well. Well, she's won a lot of prizes. She won the Grolier Prize, a Discovery, the Nation Award, the Award in Literature from the American Academy and Institute of Arts and Letters, the Peter Ivey Lavin Younger Poets Award, and the Brandeis Award in Poetry. She won the Amy Lowell Traveling Scholarship and has received grants and fellowships from the Ingram Merrill Foundation, the National Endowment for the Arts, the John Simon Guggen Memorial Foundation, Memorial Foundation, the Bunting Institute, and the Fine Arts Center in Provincetown. She teaches at the University of Florida and divides her time between Florida and England. Kind of schizophrenic weather there, I think. Well, as I said before, I've been reading her work for 25 years, and I think what first drew me to her work draws me to it still. And that's the breadth of the knowledge and the keenness of its intelligence, the rigor and fluency of its language, the elaborate intricacies of its surfaces, the wit and clarity of her speakers. And they're just really gorgeous poems. Deborah Greger.